Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. I'm going to play the song again because I'm trying to bring some people on the air that want to come on. So I'm going to play it one more time, and I'll be right on back.
Bless you. Lord, bless
morning, good morning. Sorry for the delay. I had people calling my house phone and my cell phone to get in that couldn't receive it on their phone with they having them answering machines on. But to God be the glory. If you know if anyone would like to come on, give them the code to come on. I'm going to give it to you before we leave. Praise God. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you have already done, dear Heavenly Father, on this broadcast. We thank you for the title that you gave me today, dear Heavenly Father. And we ought to come on, dear Heavenly Father, with the power of praise, dear Heavenly Father. You've been so good to us, so kind, dear Heavenly Father. We can't help but praise you, dear Heavenly Father. You have brought us through seen and unseen danger, God. So we want to thank you today. And as we go further in the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I say that will help someone draw closer to thy bleeding side. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is the miraculous power of praise. And I'll be coming from Psalms 108, verses 1 through 2. And you can read it at your earliest convenience for time's sake. But I'll read portion of it. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp, and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. You know, we often use prayer to thank God for what he has done for us, to lay our needs before him, and to confess our sins and shortcomings to him. You know, it is sad but true that we often neglect to express our praise of him in prayer. You know, never underestimate the power of prayer. In your prayer life, if someone impresses you, you speak words of praise toward that person. God, artists, sportsmen, musicians, singers are showered with praise. You know, there is always a rapport between the giver and the receiver of praise. Why shouldn't we then shower the beloved God with praise? Think of all the remarkable things that God has done for you just this week, just today. He owe a praise. The miracles that flows from him, the extraordinary extent of his love. We're going to give you time on this line this morning to give God the praise. Let God know how much you thank him, how much you love him. Prayer is good, but he want to hear us giving the praise too. You know, ponder for a moment the wonders of the universe and creation of human life and achievement and praise and glorify God more than anyone. He is worthy of our love and thanksgiving. If you concentrate on praising and glorifying God, you will create a very special relationship with the living Christ, which will transform your prayer life and intensify your love for him. Through your praise, you will become a stronger witness for him. You know, great and wonderful God, we want to exalt your name without end and praise and glory. Glorify him today for all the wonders of your love and grace that you give to us, even through us who do not deserve it. So at this time, I'm going to take a pause on what I'm saying to let someone that may want to have a praise today, a praise report that you would like to tell the world, because this broadcast is going all around the world this morning. So anyone that wants to tell of God's love, press 1 on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you this morning. Hallelujah. I have a caller. Let me get that caller right now. Hold on, caller. I'm bringing you in on my switchboard. You're now on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I just want to thank God for just blessing me this week with a job. with a job offer and everything, and I just thank God for having had a job for a while. And I've been keep praying and believing God, and I asked him. So anyway, in the process of praying and believing God, I said, Lord, yeah, Lord, you know I've been putting the application online, doing interviews, and then, Lord, I want a job this week. I went in the door that Monday morning. The interview lasted about 3 to 5 minutes. I got the job and everything, and I just want to thank God for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. I went in and told him what I wanted. You know, God bless me. Not only that, but the job is a good job, a nice pay and everything. I just thank God for that. You know, I'm learning every day. Even when I pray, we have to be specific when I pray. You know what I'm saying? If we can't be praying in the midst, we got to be specific. I'm like, Lord, I need a job this week. I went in that interview believing God for a job, and we can God bless for the job that same day. Hallelujah, right. Nobody but God.
Ooh, thank
just
you,
trust, believe in God. He is faithful.
Yes, he is.
He
yes,
is good
he
all
is.
Time. I mean, and think about the, even with this lesson about people on the day, even with praise, we always got something to praise God for. I mean, let us just praise God for the small stuff, just for life, just for breath in our bodies. You know, he inhabited the praise of his people. That's what we was created to worship and praise God. We always have something to be thankful for. I mean, just for the small things, just for life, just for breath in my body, just for a right mind, just for that tip of a limb. I mean, every day of my life, I got something to thank God for. Every hour, you got something to thank God for. Just for his goodness and his mercy.
Yeah.
I'm learning every day. I don't care what I go through. We have a good God, and he is faithful. He may not come when I want, but one thing about God, he is always on time.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, well, Carla, I thank you that wonderful praise report. And if it's anyone else would like to come on and give a praise report this morning, giving God the praise, not Overseer Sadie Elliott, but giving the power of praise to God, just hit one on your keypad or your telephone and just tell of the goodness of God, what he's done for you today. Others around the world would love to hear. This broadcast is going to London, to all places, Australia, the United States. So that'll prompt someone else to come on and say how good God been to them. He have brought them through the pandemic. Some of them have started getting checks, $1,400 and more that they wasn't expecting. Some getting pay raises on their job, like this caller just said. She's been with a job a long time, but she told God specifically, God, I need a job this week. I need a job today. Yes, she got a job. So how many are going to come on the line today and tell about the goodness of Jesus? It don't have to be a job. It could be your ministry that God have done something for you. I'm giving you this opportune time to come on at this time before I go on further. Just hit one on your telephone pad and tell about somebody else needs to know about the goodness of God. Because some people doubt God. Some people don't believe God can do what he can do. But when he or she hear other saints of God saying what God have been doing for them, their soul just cry out. They can't keep it to themselves. Can't keep it to themselves. So I'll give you a few more minutes if you want to come on before I go on with the program at this time. Feel free to hit one on your keypad of your telephone, and I'll surely bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God the praise today. Because he's so worthy, so worthy. Well, I don't see nobody else lighting up to my line, so I'll just go on. You know, when I think about praising the Lord for the miracles of new life, when you think about that, over in Corinthians 1 and 16. And, you know, we think about and we so easily fail to notice the beginning of spring simply because our love of life have faded. When this happens, it is usually a good time to come to a standstill, take stock, and rediscover the mystic and the meanings of life. If your spirit is no longer moved by the beauty of a sunrise or the sound of smothering music, if you no longer find joy in the company of trusted friends, or if you monitor to have destroyed all your ambition, it has definitely become time to deepen and broaden your concept of life. You know, to accomplish this, it is imperative that you deepen your knowledge and experience of the Creator God. A tried and tested way to do this is to cultivate the art of thanksgiving. Look around you for something to thank God for. It may be something small, like that caller said, or unimportant that you have accepted as a given through the years. When you start praising and thanking God, you release tremendous spiritual force within you. This praise and thanksgiving should not remain an emotional experience alone. Find someone today who is going through a difficult time and offer your assistance. In this way, your own life will be enriched beyond your wildest expectation. Count your blessings and thank God for them. Be a blessing to other people, and you will rediscover the true spiritual beauty and vitality of life. You know, God of new life and growth help you to discover the true meaning of life by being a blessing to other people. We're talking about the power of praise today. You know, inner growth is only possible if we devote ourselves to God as well as to other people. You know, high praise brings our spirit into a pinnacle of fellowship and intimacy between ourselves and God. It magnifies our awareness of our spiritual union with the Most High God. Praise transports us into a realm of the supernatural and into the power of God. You know, you think about what the power of praise can do to you. Well, I'm going to give you some things today. Praise gets our focus off of ourselves and back on God. In our often selfish, focused world, we need to give God the praise. Just to wake up this morning, to be able to put your feet out on the floor of your bedroom or your living room or dining room, wherever you were at. Don't you know that's enough to give God praise? When you start thinking about your relatives, your friends, co-workers that might be gone on or maybe laying in the hospital with a stroke, wish they could raise their hands. Wish they could put their feet on the ground and pat. Wish they could clap their hands. Wish they could open their mouth and say a word to God. You know that's enough to give the power of praise to God. Praise begins and brings us to a place of humility. We remember our dependence on God as we acknowledge him. Praise makes the enemy flee. When you start praying and praising God, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, just strike you up a song. I was in there this morning to give a testimony, redoing my big, tall rack of nothing but material. And as I was refolding material and putting it by the colors and style of material, a song came into my heart and my mind. I started singing that song. I started praising the Lord in my sewing room this morning, way before I came to the line. I didn't have to come to the line and wait for nobody to come on. God had been too good to me. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. And you think I'm not going to give him no praise? Oh, no, 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 no. Because life is too short. You don't know where the next breath is going to come from without the Lord. You don't know if you're going to be here 4 or 5 o'clock this evening. You in hopes you do. But you give God the praise while you have life in your body. Give God the praise and let him know, God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. The line is lit up. And if somebody else on this line should be able to give God some praise this morning. I see a senior citizen, I think that's who it is, just come on. I know she want to give God the praise. because she haven't been able to come on the prayer line. She hadn't been able to go anywhere and do anything. She's been in her house the whole time, the pandemic, except when they rushed her to the hospital. Now, I know she want to give a praise. Am I right? Area code 404. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue on. You know, praise leave no room for complaining and negativity. You don't want to be around complaining people and negative people all day. They're talking about what's good about the morning. Baby, God woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He put clothes on your back. He put food in your refrigerator, in your cabinet, on your table. And you ain't got nothing to praise God, give God the praise for. He let your children or your grandchildren came and did something for you, and you ain't got enough to praise God? You know, I'm going to give you some truth about the power of praise. You know, praising gives us access to God. You'll find that in Psalms 104, 102, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. The Bible speaks of praising him. If the Bible says, if the birds can get up and praise the Lord, when you're in your bed early in the morning, you hear the birds. You hear the, if you're in an area where they have farm animal chicken, you hear the chickens praising the Lord. When you pass a dog or cat, you ignore them, but that cat and that dog will say, whoop, 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 whoop. He let you know, I'm here. I'm praising the Lord. The cat say, meow, meow. He letting the Lord know, oh, thank you, I can say meow. Ooh, when you just think about the power of praise and what God is doing for each one of us, we don't give God the praise enough. We want to be like a Santa Claus, just grass, grass. We want this, we want that. But do you thank God for what he has blessed you with? Or do you just take things for granted? It's so good just to know we can praise the Lord. You know, praise is a relationship. It's not a ritual. You'll find that in Psalm 81:10 says, I am the Lord, your God. He's our God. All he asks us for praise. Is that too much to ask? I'm asking all the callers that's on this switchboard right now. I know somebody got a praise report down in their heart on their lips. They didn't get any bad news during the night? Nobody called them with bad news this morning? And nobody got a praise on them to tell God, thank you? And you wondering what's going on with the pandemic and everything else, and God done brought you through the pandemic, even if you had the virus, God still spared your life. Think about how many went on with the pandemic. Think about how many took with a stroke. Some still can't breathe without a ventilator. Don't you know you have so much to thank God for? It's not in the shot. It's in God. So when you think about praising God, giving him the glory, giving him the praise, we should always praise and glorify God. We should tell how all-knowing, omnipresent he is. We should give him all the glory. You know, a true praise is one of the greatest inspiration for force in life. It raises you up from your spiritual dependence, enable you to live in communion with your heavenly Father. Praise can occur in many different ways. During the excitement of a revival service, during the sanctification of the communion, or in those quiet moments when you are alone with your heavenly Father, the method is of little importance as long as it allows you to enter into the holy place of God. You know, when you think about all through the Bible and Psalms, they're talking about praise, giving God the praise, giving him the glory, because it's all about him. It's not about us, y'all. It's about him. I want to thank that caller that came on this morning. She wasn't afraid to give God the praise and tell God thank you. I went yesterday, had to have a part put on my car, ready to pay the people. The people said, don't even worry about it. I said, huh? Don't you know I give a God the praise, me and my son in my car? That was a praise because they could have charged me. I bought the part, didn't come to find out I got to take the part back. They sold me the wrong part. So they had the right part I need and still give it to me. Don't you know that was a praise report? That was a praise right there. So it's the little things, you all. Everybody want all the big things to come into fruition. But it's the little things that you can give God praise for. If you have a son or daughter that's not in prison or in jail right now, you have a grandchild that's still living at home with you or have their own place and a job, and they made it home safe, that's a praise report. Because when you pick up your daily newspaper, turn on your pad, turn on your cell phone, turn on your TV, how many people, your neighbors you find, just lost their home, lost everything they had. But they come out giving God a praise, say, because he, our life could have been snuffed out. But he saved us. So I'm praising him for still having a life. You know, we have so much to praise God for today. So I thank God for the power of praise. I thank him. Not just for the big thing. I thank him for the little thing. Because to be able to hear, that's a praise. Because there's somebody you're going to pass today that can't hear. You're going to pass somebody that's walking with a white cane wishing they could see, and get, but they're still giving God the praise. So today, our broadcast was on. Oops, I have someone want to say something. Let me bring them in. Hallelujah. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Area code 917.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. You said you stirred up my excitement. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Edna from Jehovah's Shalom International Ministry. Hallelujah. Here in Maryland, I want to give God for a little bit. I thank God for life. Like you said, I'm not on a ventilator. I'm not on a respirator. I can walk. I can talk. I thank God for just a little bit. I thank God for delivering my son from alcohol. I just thank God for the Lord of it. Hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah, being amongst the living, hallelujah, in this COVID. I thank God that he's still saving people. I thank God he's still delivering. I thank God, like the caller said previously, you got to be specific. Hallelujah.
Right.
I thank God for just a little bit. I thank God just for being in among of the living. I thank God for my Bishop Brown. I thank God. Hallelujah, for all that he's done for me. Because I could have been one that's had the COVID. I could have been one on the cooling board. I could have been, hallelujah, in no place to stay. I thank God for a little bit. I praise God for his glory. I praise him for his mercy. I praise God. Hallelujah. I'm giving him a praise. Hallelujah. For all he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his glory. I thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Globally, if you pay attention.
Yeah.
What he's doing globally, if you pay attention. He's doing this. All we got to do is reach up and grab it. All we got to do is touch him. All we got to do is reach up and grab it. It's yours, but you got to grab it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank God
for the call. I thank God for you, Overseer Elder. Elliot, I praise God. Hallelujah. You're doing a great work. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for all
thank
that he's
you.
Done for me in this pandemic. We are rich, y'all, in this pandemic. We haven't had jobs. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We haven't had no money and food. And God is blessing someone. Hallelujah. that didn't have money to put on their food, to pay their food. But God has blessed somebody to get jobs with stimulus checks. So I thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Jesus. I have someone else coming on to give God praise. Let me bring them on.
Praise is what I do. Praise is the upright of all things. Praise is the fulfillment of each potential. Praise is a good worship time to worship God in spirit and in truth. Praise is the prayer and worship of this time. Praise is the Goliad or the Gilead of times to come. Praise is the settlement of all things that are settled here on earth. Praise is the endorsement of time. Praise is the glory of the mind. Praise is the honorarium of situations.
Yes.
Praise is the doer of right things, not wrong things. Praise is a conversation of godliness that reaches the armor of God. Praise is the same thing that we can use to send Satan back to hell. Praise is the honorarium of the hour. Praise is the Goliad of this time. Everybody ought to give God the praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Carla. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. You know, praise, the power of praise. I mean, so when each one that was on this line, just thank God for what he's done already. Because he's a mighty good God. He's a mighty good leader. And what I'm just so full this morning, I can't help but praise the Lord. Because he's a mighty good God. Oh, my. Him, me, and my son both took sick last week, long Saturday. I mean, we were so sick in here, I couldn't move from my bed. He couldn't move from here, up to the bathroom and back to the bed. And I know I'm still was giving God to pray. God, I still thank you because you give me strength to get to the bathroom and back to the bed. God, you give me the peep in on my son. See how he doing. Sinus attack hit up. But God. Woo! Praising him and praising him through. But God. Everything went out on my in here trying to get on Zoom the other day. I still was giving God to pray. I wasn't turning everything off. Life went out. Phone was going off. Pad didn't want to work. Computer didn't. I said, three computers, and they all going out. What's wrong? What's happening? I said, oh, no. I told God at 12 years, here am I. Send me. Wherever you want me to go, I go to the utmost part of the earth, not just here in Texas, but all around. Wherever he send me, I go. I don't go because people send me. I go because God send me. So wherever God tell me to go, that's what I do. Whatever God tell me to do, that's what I do. So that's why I can't help but give him a praise. I can't help but give him the glory. Each time you get in your car and make it back home, you should be praising God by the time you get in your car and when you get out your car. Because some of the people don't even get to get back home out of their car. So we need to have a praise down on the inside, bubbling up, where it's coming up on our mouth on the outside. We don't have to wait till we get to the building to give God the praise. We don't have to wait till we get to Facebook or Zoom to give God the praise. We shall be having that praise so much, and people see that our light is shining everywhere. Woo! I know I don't went over. I was just giving myself 30 minutes a day, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for me over here, and everybody that's on this line, I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Did we have anything from anyone else before we end our broadcast today? I didn't do but 30 minutes because I didn't know how many people were going to come on today. And I could see a lot of people didn't want to say nothing, but that's okay. Long as you give God the praise where you are. Hallelujah. Oop, I have somebody just came on. Hold a moment. Hold on. Carla, there you go. You are now on the line.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
That's right.
To
Amen.
All my fellow laborers on the line today, I want to encourage you with one thing. Paul and Silas were in prison.
Yes.
But at midnight, they began to praise him and pray.
Yes.
Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes.
Don't wait in the morning before you start praising him. Praising him in the midnight, in the midst of your struggle. Give him that glory. Thank him when everything went on wrong. In your midnight hour, praise him.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait till the morning comes, because the morning might be too late for me. Praise him in the midnight hour. God bless you.
Yes. Praise him. Yes, Lord. Because tomorrow could be too late. Later tonight could be too late. Praise him now while you have a chance. People are living here. You know, when we was coming up, they say they're like the little answers and stuff. But now they have a cliche. It's not in the Bible. Y'all heard me say cliche. It's not in the Bible. And I'm not a cliche person. But people are dropping now like flies, y'all. In the summertime, you see flies swarming all around your watermelon and your food and stuff on the outside. But people are passing away like people are passed. So many people have passed throughout the United States and across the world. People don't even have anywhere to put their remains. They stacked up and freeze the compartment. That show you. We better praise God because God is already here. You just ain't seen him crack the sky yet. So give God a praise. Give him the glory like the bishop just said. Paul and Silas praise and some. And give God the praise. Escape the jailer. He got saved. But when you, Jesus, when you give God your everything, my. Did I have any closing remarks from anyone before we close this broadcast off today? Because when you start talking about praise, I'll be on here till 2 or 3 o'clock today. But I know a lot of y'all have something that y'all got to go do. Now, I don't want to keep y'all on all day. But God is good. Did anybody else have anything they would like to add? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God the praise, and we give him the glory because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. I want to thank all my callers that called this morning and gave a praise report because God is good. He's working it out for y'all good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And do come back to the line. I have the broadcast. I can let it go as long as I want to. But I didn't know how many would come on, so I just did 30 minutes today. But anybody that would like to come on Blog Talk, I come on every Wednesday from 10 to whatever time. My time I've been using for 50 years. So you're welcome to come on if you want to do a broadcast, talk about the Word of God or anything. We share different topics on this religious program. So we bring different topics to it. Last week we talked about love. So this week we talked about the power of praise. So feel free at any time just to contact me through my cell phone or through Blog Talk with Joe and Pete. Oh, gracious Father, this day for what you're doing, for what you're going to do, Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for every caller that called in and gave you praise today. Not Satan, but gave you praise and gave you the glory, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And as each one leaves from all parts of the country, leave the line, dear Heavenly Father. They don't leave your presence, dear Heavenly Father. Continue on letting their light shine. Continue on, dear Heavenly Father, doing what you have called for them to do, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. I always say it's not in the Bible. It's my own cliche. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. My hands and my arms are spreading out throughout the country to touch each one of you all live. I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day and a blessed week in the Lord. And until next Wednesday, hopefully we all can return back to this line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God.